The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child. And he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Words are so powerful. They should only be used to bless, to heal, to prosper. I was recently reminded again in a very powerful way about the importance of words. Reminded about how every one of them counts. This past November, I had the privilege to offer two lectures to a group of Lutheran pastors and laypeople at a conference in Sweden. The only hang-up about all of this, and I realized it right away, was that I don't speak a word of Swedish. Not one word. And though I was pretty sure that most of those attending the conference would have at least a rudimentary knowledge of English, I was also pretty sure that the nuances of theological language would be a challenge if you were hearing it in something other than your native tongue. So I was really pleased to find out pretty late in the game that there was going to be a translator. And I was even more pleased upon our arrival in Uppsala to meet that translator. He was a very kind man and a true purveyor of words. Words are so powerful. They should only be used to bless, to heal, to prosper. Martin Nail was his name, this translator with whom I was to work. And it became immediately apparent that he cared about this deeply. It is an amazing and a humbling thing to have someone else take your words and make them comprehensible across the barriers of time and space and culture. While words are powerful, they can also be tricky little buggers. What stuff means in one context can mean quite something in another. One can be stuffed at dinner with all the stuff one ate. One can stuff a teddy bear, or you can stuff an idea down someone else's throat. Stuffing can be made with cotton or oysters, and if you get it right, well, that's the stuff. And that's not even bringing a second language into the equation. Words are so powerful. They should only be used to bless, to heal, to prosper, which is exactly where the scriptures start with us on this first day of a new year. Blessing, healing, a wish for prosperity that goes far beyond a bank account. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be gracious to you and give you peace. It was a teaching piece that God shared with Moses. It was a translation. God passed those words of blessing on to Moses so that Moses, in turn, would pass them on to Aaron and his sons. By repeating these words, by translating this grace of God to earth from the heavens, our ancestors in faith didn't just hear kind words. They found themselves to be in the very presence of the living God. They believed that God's grace and God's peace, that blessing, was with them through these words. Words are so powerful. They should only be used to bless, to heal, to prosper. But over time, we human beings take words for granted. We use them so casually and thoughtlessly that they lose their meaning and their power. Worn and weary from overstimulation, awe and mystery that words could convey eludes us. We're easily bored or unmoved, even in the presence of the astounding. If you're anything at all like Moore, like me, you find yourself longing for fewer words, not more. I crave quiet in this noisy world. I find myself thinking these days more often than not that what would truly heal and bless and prosper me most is silence. And perhaps that is precisely why that when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in the silence and stillness of night, far away from his parents' home. As the story tells it, behind the inn, rather than in the inn. The Word of God made flesh in Jesus came into the world not among poets and priests, but as if in a new Eden among the creatures. And first worshiped by shepherds, persons of precious few words. And he was called Jesus. That name, Jesus, means the Lord saves. Just as God had done to our ancestors in the wilderness with Moses, now God gives a gift that is not only heard, but that truly, actually is the presence of the living God. And the word became flesh and lives among us. Blessing is alive. Healing is alive and active. Jesus, the name above all names, comes among us that we might prosper. In my brief but significant encounter with Martin Nail in Sweden just a few weeks ago, I feel as if I witnessed a small glimpse of that very sort of incarnation. In his presence and by his grace, I was privileged to see words translated and come to life. Because he cared, because he loved words and what they mean so very much, he brought them to life for a group of people who otherwise would never have been able to understand them. As I've reflected on this over the past several weeks, Martin's gift seems to me to be the ultimate act of hospitality. He offered himself wholly, richly, freely, in order that a message could be communicated that otherwise would have been meaningless, empty, hollow. We are the blessed people of a loving and present God, the great translator. When we were wearied by words alone, he became the Word. And to this day, the first day of 2017, he lives among us full of grace and truth. Not truthiness. Truth, the real stuff. And so to us now comes the gift of that word to share, to translate into a time and a culture that barely understands nor cares about its power to bless or to heal or to prosper. God takes us by the hand and asks for our help in doing that work. Like Moses and with Aaron and their sons before us, we are now the ones that God counts on to bring words of blessing and peace. The very shining face of God, as we see it in the life of the one named Jesus, into a world that needs it so, so badly. Translators, we are. Every single one of us. And in Jesus, the Lord will bless us and keep us in this holy, awesome work. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.